a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Bucksy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, October 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, those markers are in there for the podcast. Just go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. At the top, click on podcast, and you can listen on demand anytime. I have queued up the updated version just a year ago of Robert Reich's YouTube video, The Abolishment of the Electoral College. Now, you have to understand, the one I played yesterday's show was done 7 years ago. It only had 56,000 views, 58,000. This one, done a year ago, 949,000. And it includes the state of Michigan. What is the Electoral College? The Electoral College was a very wise, debated, discussed part of our U.S. Constitution. It was done by our founding fathers. They realized at their convention, the Constitutional Convention that they were using to basically write the rule book for our federal government after we won our independence from Great Britain. We beat the British. They looked at each other and they said, okay, now what do we do? Well, we have to set up a rule book for the federal government. The legislative branch, the executive branch, the judicial branch, how to run our elections, term limits, all the things that we need to do with regards to the running of the federal government. Interesting, they didn't put term limits in there. But one thing they did do is they put in an ability to amend the Constitution. If there was a problem, they could amend it. They could absolutely amend it. Oops, this video is playing now. Let me turn this off. So basically, what they did was they came up with a way for the election of our president. It's very simple. The election of our president. And what they said was the election of the president would be done by electors, not by the general public, not by your vote on November 5th, which is a presidential election, of course. You have to understand, they said, let's have electors from each state actually go on January 6th. Now we do it January 6th, following the election in November, and have electors cast their vote for president of the United States based on how their state instructed them to send their electors to Washington, D.C., their slate. So, you have the election this year on November 5th. President Trump wins Michigan, defeats Kamala Harris. Per Michigan's election laws, per our state's constitution, we have decided to give all of the electors for our state, 15 of them, to the winner takes all of our general election on November 5th. 15 electors are at stake. Based on the number of House of Representatives, plus two representatives for each U.S. Senator. 15 total is what we're at right now. Now, that process is done on January 5th. Then the electors meet and cast their ballots and submit those votes to the U.S. Senate to be overseen by the Vice President. Kamala Harris will be the President of the Senate because that's what she currently is under Joe Biden's administration. That's done on January 20th of next year. January 6th, and then the inaugural, where the winner of the presidency takes over power on January 20th. Now, in that process, the founding fathers decided that they wanted this process absolutely laid out in the U.S. Constitution, leaving the states to determine exactly how they appoint or elect their electors to the Electoral College. It's left up to the states per Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Well, this absolutely communist socialist, really wealthy individual out in California has chosen his people to be lobbyists for this effort. One of those paid lobbyists for the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact is former RINO, Michigan chairman of the Republican Party, National Committee man, Saul Alinsky, who now lives in Washington, D.C. He no longer lives in Michigan. He's a paid lobbyist for this, and he has wined and dined Republicans to try to get them to sign on to this. None of them have. This is totally a Democratic process. Well, I'm going to play this video for you, and I'll be able to send it to you if you text me NPV, National Popular Vote. You need to share it with everybody because I believe this is on the Democrats' bucket list. If they lose the majority in the House on November 5th, this election, I believe the Democrats in control in the House, Senate, with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, will pass and put Michigan into this National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. In the video, he mentions, this updated video a year ago, he mentions that the legislation has already been introduced here in Michigan. It wasn't there in the video 7 years ago when only 58,000 people watched it. It's in this video that was done a year ago, okay, when he updated this video. You have to understand, folks, this is something that is done with Democrats only. I have a story to pull up to document that. This is what he has to say.
Vote count more than yours? For 80% of Americans, that's exactly what's happening. Their vote for president isn't nearly as valuable as the vote of someone in a so-called swing state. Most of us live in states that have become so predictably Democratic or Republican that we're taken for granted by candidates. Presidential elections now turn on the dwindling number of swing states that could go either way, which gives voters in those states huge leverage. The 2020 election came down to just over 40,000 votes spread across just three swing states. 2016 came down to fewer than 80,000 votes, also across three states.
Michigan, Wisconsin, those and Pennsylvania.
The national popular vote wasn't nearly that close. In fact, in the last five elections, the winners of the popular vote beat their opponents by an average of 5 million votes. The current state-by-state electoral college system of electing presidents is creating ever closer contests in an ever smaller number of closely divided states for elections that aren't really that close. Not only that, but these razor-thin swing state margins can invite post-election recounts, audits, and lawsuits, even attempted coups. A losing candidate might be able to overturn 40,000 votes with these techniques. Overturning 5 million would be nearly impossible. The current system presents a growing threat to the peaceful transition of power. It also strips us of our individual power. If you're a New York Republican or an Alabama Democrat, presidential candidates have little incentive to try and win your vote under the current system. They don't need broad popular supports as much as a mobilized base in a handful of swing states. Campaigning to a smaller and more radical base is also leading to uglier, more divisive campaigns. And it's becoming more and more likely that candidates are elected president without winning the most votes nationwide. It's already happened twice this century. Now, abolishing the Electoral College should be the ultimate goal. But this requires a constitutional amendment, which is almost impossible to pull off because it would need a two-thirds vote by Congress, plus approval by three-quarters of all state legislatures. But in the meantime, there is an alternative. And it starts with getting our states to join the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. Now, don't let that mouthful put you off. It could save our democracy. This compact would guarantee the presidency to the candidate who receives the most popular votes nationwide without a constitutional amendment. How does it work? The Constitution assigns each state a number of electors equal to its number of representatives and senators. As of now, the total number of electors is 538. So anyone who gets 270 or more of those Electoral College votes becomes president. Article 2 of the Constitution allows state legislatures to award their electors any way they want. So all that's needed is for states with a total of at least 270 electoral votes to agree to award all their electoral votes to the presidential candidate who wins the national popular vote. The movement to do this is already underway. 15 states and the District of Columbia have joined the compact, agreeing that once enough states join, all their electoral votes will go to the popular vote winner. Together, states in the compact have 195 electoral votes. So we just need a few more states with at least 75 electors to join the compact, and it's done. Popular vote laws have recently been introduced in Michigan and Minnesota, which, if passed, would bring the total to 220. Now, naturally, this plan will face legal challenges. There are a lot of powerful interests who stand to benefit by maintaining the current system. But if we keep up the fight and get enough states on board, America will never again elect a president who loses the national popular vote. No longer would 80% of us be effectively disenfranchised from presidential campaigns. And a handful of votes in swing states would no longer determine the winner. If you want to know more or get involved, click the link below to read about the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. If your state is not already a member, I urge you to contact your state senators and reps to get your state on board.
It's already been introduced in Michigan, 15 Electoral College votes, and Minnesota, 10. They would be up to 220, and they only have to get to 270. I'm going to wrap it up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer. The same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, wrapping up this issue. And I'm going to give a counterpoint in our third hour from 11:35 to 11:48. We have a history lesson in the next hour with Pastor Chatfield. He's going to be talking about the Constitutional Convention. And I'm going to question him in the next hour specifically about Article 2 and giving the states the power to assign their electors for the Electoral College in any manner they wish. It's done by the states. That's what's given these people a slight constitutional foot in the door to be able to put this together. But you have to understand, the two elections this century they're talking about was won by the Electoral College process by two Republicans. George W. Bush in 2000, you remember the hanging chads down in Florida? And Donald Trump in 2016. Allegedly, both of them, their opponents, the Democrat Al Gore against George W. Bush, Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump in 16, won the popular vote. The national popular vote went to the Democrats. But because our founding fathers wanted the smaller states to have equal representation to be able to compare and fight with the larger states, the founding fathers knew at the time that New York had more population. They had more representatives in the U.S. Constitution, the way they were laying it out. In that process, they already knew that a big state like New York could control the presidential election. So what was small little tiny Rhode Island or Connecticut going to be able to do to get equal representation? They came up with the Electoral College. John Crawford, a good friend of mine, I've known John for years, put together a response explanation in the Alpena News that was sent to me last night by Cliff Tellini, our beef farmer over in Onaway. I'm going to read it in the third hour. He explained a year ago, and it needs to be updated, John, if you're listening, you need to reach out to every single Republican in the House and the Senate right now this week and tell them, all of them in the House and Senate, to sign on that they're against the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. You need to get that to us so that we can knock doors and tell people this is what the Democrats want to do. This is what they want to do in our state. And we Republicans are against it. Vote for us on November 5th. We can flip every Democrat seat that's in a close district on November 5th if we have that tool. Get it done this next week, John. And I know you're listening because you sent me a text. The process is very simple, folks. He talked about, you know, Biden getting 81 million national popular votes where Trump got 74 million. Hillary Clinton got more than Trump in 2016. Al Gore got more than George W. Bush in 2000. Why do they want to do this? And don't even talk about having to require U.S. citizenship, because that's the only people that are supposed to be voting is U.S. citizens. That's why they've brought in all these illegals so that they can get them to register to vote, so they'll vote Democrat, so they can win the national popular vote every single time. But our founding fathers knew that as the country grew and got bigger and we expanded our territory, that we were going to have some liberal states, some conservative states, some red states, some blue states. We already know in the video, he lays it out very well, that it's only the battleground states like Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona now, where we have to address the presidential election. But it gets even more diabolic than that. It's not 24 states that you would have to win, folks, to be president according to the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. It's 24 cities. If you go through the list, Google this, DuckDuckGo, whatever you want to do, research this. Give me 24, 25, 26 cities that ends up with 82, 84 million presidential votes. You know what you're going to find? Detroit, New York, Los Angeles, Miami, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. You win those cities under the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, you become president of the United States. They don't even have to run ads. They don't even have to appear in New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Montana, Wyoming, North and South Dakota. They don't even have to go there. They don't even have to go to the rest of the state of Michigan. All they have to do is run ads, do mailers, and appear in Detroit. Detroit would be the only city in the state of Michigan the presidential candidates would go to. Text me in NPV for National Popular Vote. I'll send you this video. We're going to do a follow-up with John Crawford's story in the third hour. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. We're going to ask him about this. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.